This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The Congressional Western Caucus is leading a push to open up discussions about the past successes and failures of the Endangered Species Act. And Caucus Chair U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says some have questioned the timing of this effort.
We're bringing it up because the Biden administration is taking it upon themselves to do some things that I think are going to have some really negative consequences. In effect, rolling back much of the progress that was seen in the Trump administration.
The proposed changes, Newhouse says, would do more harm than good.
Some of the rule changes they're making are going to make it more difficult for local communities, local governments, tribes, all of the people that we need to have involved in helping to recover species. They're going to make it more difficult for them to be engaged and, I think, jeopardize any successes that we might see in recovering species.
Newhouse says it all feels a bit too political.
I hate to be cynical about this at all, but I think many of the things that they've talked about doing have more to do with rolling back anything that the Trump administration brought forward versus what's really best for species that are on the endangered list.
Tune in tomorrow for more on potential changes to the Endangered Species Act.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.